Bali Suto Pondruf El Pandru Kuperna.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Suto Pondruf El Pandru Kuperna. Divine guidance, Ifo Sondrufu. Alokui Sefer Lan. Darwan, Yufu Pandrusu.
I'm Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. I am so hard to sit in my chair right now. I'm bringing to you a friend, a comrade, a beautiful being of light. Somebody that I know without a doubt, I've worked with so many times that I don't know, we got the same finger maybe on this hand. My darling, darling friend, Matu Ra. Welcome, Matu Ra.
Blessings, Trish. Nice to see you again, my dear. And I must say that what a beautiful intro. That got me empowered, that's for sure.
It's an intro, and yeah, you might recognize you're in it.
There's some strange person making some weird language at the beginning.
Yeah, I think that would be you, wouldn't it?
And indeed.
Also, past guests that I had, and I forgot to even mention when they were on the show, Reed Enfield did the gongs, the beautiful planetary gongs. So that was all created. Dr. Pat and I created it together. It was a journey. It was great. So Matu Ra, honoring the Constantine of the Gray, honoring the Shadow Dancer, honoring the beautiful, beautiful being that you are on so many levels, the energy work you do, working with people with their physical avatars while joining their spiritual journey in form. It's amazing work that you do, and you're so humble about it, and that's what I love about your being. But at the same token, we know that we're on this planet at this time. We're not only regaining all memory from past lives, we're regrouping each other and connecting again from past lives, which is really, really dynamic. So with that, I would like for you to introduce yourself a bit. Let's hear about who Matu Ra is, and then I have a couple surprise for you.
Oh my, you have a surprise. I haven't had a surprise in a while, my dear. Thank you very much for your beautiful, humbling words. And as you know me very well, for me to explain myself, if I am humble, is a very difficult thing for me to do in a way. But if we would, let's just say with the labels that were given and that I give for myself and the ones that you just brought into play for the audience. The Constantine the Grey, basically, that basically represents, you know, that I reside between the polarities of light and dark. So I'm a neutral being. I try to be unbiased on certain things. Sometimes I fail and trip up. I don't always get it, but it's a reminder to me that, you know, if, you know, just for analogy, if we had the yin and yang, if you were to spin it round, it would be gray. The black and white would unite into one and harmonize as gray, you know, and it's a beautiful shade, and it needs not illumination, because the illumination in it is you yourself, you know. So I've always resided, you know, and that's what sort of transcends into the shadow dancing, that side of things. I've always been brought up in the, let's just say, I've had some trials and tribulations in life, but I faced them, you know, and I've always been one of these, just the way I'm wired, that I'm blessed and cursed at the same time, that I have to question everything. You know, I have to understand the fabric, the foundation of things in my reality, especially myself, with the, I always say this analogy, that who am I? How am I? What am I? You know, and that's the eternal question 24/7 I'm asking myself. I've never run away from myself, you know, which can be good, but it can lead you to very, very infinite and very deep rabbit holes that you self-create yourself, you know. So basically, myself, I just walk my truth and live my truth as best as I can. And the thing with truth is that it has a different variation with everyone. Not one being's truth is the exact same. There can be certain similarities, but not always the exact. So that to me means everything. And it can be a very arduous path, but the rewards for it are so worth it, you know, because it shuts the ego up. The ego wants to shame and blame us and wants to dimmer our flame. But when we walk in admiralty, in our truth, chest up, head up high.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely. Well, let's just pause right there, because I want to get into some of the rewards of that people can obtain in doing some of the work that you do with them, because rewards are amazing as well. We're going to skip to a quick break, and we will be right back with Matu Ra. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it. Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
I requested that the opener be showed during the show, although Matu Ra and I, sitting here on Zoom, haven't been able to see it. It's actually a surprise for Matu Ra. So when you watch the show live, you understand what the surprise is. How's that? So we were talking a little bit before we went to break about the rewards of doing the shadow work, which, you know, different labels, different names. I call it inner work. The one thing when I first started talking to you and remembering who you were that day, it was amazing to me because for me, there's a certain color to completion. And you were just mentioning about the yin and yang spinning around and the gray comes out and then a person accomplishing an achievement or finishing something. And for me, the completed color is silver. So it would be the gray shiny, would it not?
Beautiful. Absolutely. I like that.
So tell me about some of the rewards and some of the fears and some of the complications that people may have in approaching you and doing some of that magnificent work that we all need to do.
Well, the rewards, which is probably one of the best rewards, is to clear the mind of the fog, to bring in clarity again. You know, it's like this, you know, we often, you know, we live in a world where we're just chasing to get somewhere. We're chasing for ascension. We're chasing for knowledge. We're chasing for wisdom. We've got to get this, but got to read this, got to do that, got to practice that. So what we're really doing is, we're enabling ourselves to be more linear rather than infinite. And when the clarity comes in, which is a reward, it's a realization that nothing needs to be done. Nothing needs to be searched for and nothing needs to be seeked. When the seeker stops seeking, the seeker seeks the seeker, so to speak. So you need not search for anything. You know, there are no wants and needs. It's just a feeling of harmony with all your surroundings, you know, so you can go into more distorted fields of life and be more revenant in yourself and more strong and headstrong. And because you believe in your power, you know you have a power that resides within you. It wasn't given to you by no one else. It's not something that you earned. It's something that you've always been, which we always are. So it's not even really remembering so much. It's just being. It's really hard to give a title to show what it is, you know. It's nothing but everything in the same tense, you know. So it's a fearless concept, and it's a realm where worry doesn't exist, which is the biggest misuse of imagination. We've talked about this before. It serves no purpose. It never gets us anywhere, you know. The fears of it is that once you open Pandora's box, the Pandora's box of self, you might be shocked what else is in there, you know. And it's an ongoing thing. It's not like you open it up, you start doing the inner work and to your shadow aspects of self, like, job done, good, salvation, I'm there, made it. It just, once you start, it's going to be ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. But what it means, it makes you more receptive to the rewards after the challenges. You know, so it makes the fears less and lesser and lesser in your, let's say, how your emotional body reacts to them, even though the fears can tend to grow, become bigger and bigger and bigger, because the more stronger, more powerful we become in ourselves, the more power comes to us in all forms of all polarity. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like moth to the flame, isn't it? The greater the illumination, the greater the shadow. You know, it's the duality of life. It's the harmony of life. You cannot have one without the other, you know. And I wish we're not to have one without the other, because to be honest, the greatest teacher in my life has been pain and suffering, because it's taught me what I don't require and what I don't want.
That, to me, is extremely sad and yet truthful in my own being. But it, at the same token, there's a resonance in my soul being, in my lights. Soul being that says it has to be this way here. but that is not that it has to be. So there's a lot of times that we feel that we're not worthy. We feel that we are not part of anything bigger than skeleton and bones and blood, right? Like our mind. So with that feeling that we put off, and with that feeling that we have, because we live on a very dense planet in form, but a very enlightened, magnificently one-of-a-kind planet spiritually. And with the process that Mother Earth has been going through for the last 20 years, you know, her achievements have certainly outweighed the human race would be last on the list in my books. Other consciousness have risen and have really, really made great achievements. And I'm wondering, the separation of spirit and form, the separation of the knowing of spirit and form, even to begin with, for those who do not know and are not conscious, and then the separation of those that are conscious but actually get to feel that. I've seen that in some of my work shut people down because they become aware of that separation that has always drugged them down, and then they just feel they can't reach that gap. You work with any people like that?
That makes total sense, you know, and I like the way you brought up separation. You know, it's a indoctrinated programming in all of us. You know? And what that created in my mind's eye when you're talking about that is that when we become aware of separation, this is what become aware of these things which are hindering us, so to speak. It's a bit like all of a sudden it's like you're walking around in your favorite jeans, and then all of a sudden you become aware that there's a rip in the jeans. So you start to sew them up. You sew the rip up, you know. So you take the separation and you create connection again. Mm-hmm. Now, but it takes effort, commitment, and you know, perseverance to do it, rather than, you know, look, we're programmed just like, oh, we'll just leave that rip there, you know, then we get another rip, then we become more acceptable to having these distortions in us without actually fix them at the time when they come across, you know, because it's like when shame resides in our field, when shame comes to our shores, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, because it only comes to our shores when wonder is there at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is at the same place at the same time, if that makes sense, you know. So there's wonder, there's shame, there's light, there's dark, there's beauty, there's distortion, you know, but it's all there. So I always find myself that when I feel these things coming towards, it's like, thank you very much for that. Switch it round, and that's what's really there right from it. And working with people like that, towards like, oh, absolutely. And it's a reminder of self-worth again, that everyone is worthy, because we're imperfect, but we're in perfection and at the same time, you know, and we tend to get hit up on what lays behind us and what's coming in front of us. What that does, it stops us from residing in the eternal moment of now. You know? And a lot of people, and it's no one's fault, no one's fault at all, because it's just the programming of man. We're taught to never experience and be still in the moment of now. Because what happens then, you know, we give an entourage of labels like, I'm bored. Nothing to do. I need to be doing something. I need to be going someplace. And that's just another form of divergence. So if we can bring in the aspect of a form of inner standing to others, that you're exactly where you need to be when you're doing nothing, and to be okay with doing nothing, and to when you are bored, like for me personally, boredom doesn't exist. There's no such thing, you know, or what is boredom? Be with the boredom, embrace the boredom, you know. So all these things that come to us, the more we embrace rather than try to shove away or run away from or let go, let go, let go, which I've talked that many times about, let it go where? Where does it go? Energy is infinite. It doesn't go nowhere. It's just going to collate and collect and manifest with a similarity of energy which you're putting out there. So it's like we're creating this distorted universe of this distorted energy we put out. It's not going to go, and it has our signatures on it. So there'd be times when we're feeling, you know, very vulnerable in ourselves or very powerful in ourselves. And this energy always comes back to the sender. You know, it's like sending a letter out to someone who doesn't live at that address no more. Mm-hmm. The letter comes back to you, you know, mm-hmm. So be prepared to whatever you give out for it to come back. So in that case, it brings us more into an awareness that to be consciously aware of every thought, feeling or action we take, you know, and of course we can react in a very negative way sometimes. You know, it's a reaction, you know, it's like it gets that round the plate, what's going on.
But that's okay, like, too.
It is. Okay, it's like fishing. You got the chance to cast out, but reel it back in before it actually drops into the ocean. You don't catch nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So we can transmute anything that we put out there, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because time is illusion, you know. But it is owning, own your own SHIT basically.
Shift.
And, it won't shift. Own you. Yeah, own your shift. Own your shift. Own your shift, and then the shift will not own you. You know.
Won't be poo-poo, will it? So let's get back to the point that you're very much aware, as other people that we converse with and connect with, that this is a time where many people are saying, and I don't want to get into politics and I don't want to get into, that kind of format here, but I do need to acknowledge the energies, the transparencies, the information fields that are happening in the world today, right? Whatever your belief, your knowing, your experience is, I honor that. I respect that. I will not ever try to overpower that in any way. I may give you a kick in the bum once in a while and say, hey, but that's a loving kick in the bum saying, you know, you're a little stuck and I love you.
Absolutely.
So with that said, your work, and I can see some things in your life right now, there's a lot of frustration and you are working double time to get through. And I think it's because of the connection that I have with your being that I'm aware that I'm somebody who will stand beside you. I'll never, ever try to rescue you. You know what to do. Never, ever, ever will try to tell you what to do. You know what to do. I will always be right there beside you going, okay, Monty.
You know me well that if I'm down a pit of despair of my own self-created hell, and you throw a rope down to me, I'll cut it.
Yeah, you'll burn it.
I won't take that rope.
Yep.
I will climb out if it rips all my nails off or it takes me eternity, because I have to, and I always have to. And it's like, that's where my rewards come from, because my limited self, my linear self, my ego can never take that aspect and that truth away from me. It can never try and shame me like, yes, but you know, you feel all good now, but there's only because that person helped you and pulled you out of that, isn't it?
Have you ever
you know, wondered why? And that creates shame. What's that, my dear?
Have you ever wondered why?
Have I ever wondered why I don't accept help off others? Well, I'm a stubborn sod for starters.
No.
You know, it's trust.
I don't get that from you.
It's trust as well.
Well,
trust.
That may be the physical aspect. That may be the emotional aspect. But let's take a look at the soul aspect, okay?
Please do.
Are you with me?
Yeah, please do.
All right. Okay. I do a lot of workshops and a lot of mentoring on how what you came to do in form is the hardest for you to do. The spiritual gifts, the rays, the consciousness, the information that you bring forward is the hardest for you to do in the physical. Now, what do? You work with those in a neutral platform to help see light in the dark. And you teach them persistence and you show them never give up. And so everything that you bring out for your clients and your fellow man, you stay true to yourself. And that's why I understand you and I have a lot of respect for your being. So thank you.
No, thank you. You know, that just ignited the pondering of when we first met. And this is why we are so close and so strong, and we are ancient kin. We are ancient family. We always will be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've mentioned this loads of time, that truth has no preference over polarity, and it knows neither right or wrong. It just is true. And this is how I respect and honor people, is when they just tell me exactly how it is. So when we first met, I was kind of over-humbleizing myself and just dimming my flame and, just be you. And you said, look, just, there was no vow. You was born with no vow. Let's just be honest. Okay. You're talking to me here. And that enabled me to be, wow. It ignited trust for starters, which is a very rare commodity in me. I trust myself admirably, infinitely. But with others, it's a very difficult thing. And I don't wish to change that, to be honest, that part of me, because it serves me well and it protects me. It's my shield. And it boils down to this line, Jim. It's like to trust the self, yourself, your own actions, your abilities to enable your confidence to arise to new limits. It's just that's what it is about for me, because I know I can't fail and I will never fail, because every time I've fallen over, I've always got back up, no matter how great the fall. And sometimes I purposely choose to fall, because the climbing and the get back up, it's just a wonderful place to be. Could it be linked to a format of addiction? Absolutely it could. Mm-hmm. Because addiction has many arms, have many branches on that tree. Many of these branches are not recognized by man. They're denied by man because it enables them to carry on with their lives and what they're doing, But the more we own, the more branches appear, and we realize, that we still got more to own, So I have no destination to go to. I'm not wanting no destination, or I need to do that. I just like to reside in joy. When I just feel content and at peace with myself, you know what? That's heaven. That's ascension right there. That's Kiyamaswa. All that is coming into form. I believe we are not leaving to go somewhere where we've already come from and been. It's coming to us, We are the arms of the infinite body, which has no flesh. We are the teachers of sound, void, and, it's a wonderful thing. And it's what I try to with my clients and friends, and just share and try and enable them to know that, your story is your story, and it's so unique and it's beautiful. And uniqueness is the key. We live in the world where beings would spend billions. They would give away all their livelihood. They would take on free jobs just to have something which is deemed unique, or everyone else has it. But no one has what you have, or what I have, or what all the listeners that are listening now have. And that's unique. That's priceless. And you can't put nothing on that. So, the more we transcend into the thought of that and the feeling of that, really we have much less fear, much less fear. And we're able to approach things that we would shy away from in the past, So I'm about confrontation, And this is the thing with words, Even with the word confrontation, you could say that with many, they would automatically think, it being distorted or ended up in the fight or it ended up in the debate. No, confrontation to me is confronting that which I would rather run away from, because that part of me that wants to run away from it isn't the true powerful me. And the reason it wants to run away from it is like, oh no, he's going to have another realization here. He's going to have another lesson here. He's going to have another download, another upgrade, that kind of thing. So confront it. And if inside here sees something and resonate and you see that's not right, something should be done about that. We're programmed and indoctrinated that we get someone else to do it. We ask this, that leader, we write a letter to them, but that's not, or we film it, that's wrong, look at this, and we'll share it, that's wrong. Myself, I'll be over there. Yeah. I felt it was wrong. If I walk away from it, guess what? I am that wrong which I just witnessed.
That's right.
So we are here to bring harmony, not so much balance, because to me, balance means, you can have that much, nature lives in harmony, doesn't it? You can have, you don't have 10 gazelles and 10 wolves, do you? But it stays everything stays in harmony and they get along. They get along, you know. It's us humans that tend to take more than what we want. And we're a very, very greedy nature, very greedy culture, you know. Non-necessities, you know. We don't need. We have everything we want, you know, truly.
But do we have everything we need? That's another question.
That's a very good one. That's a very good question.
You were triggering me there. You know, in the explanation of shadow dancing and working with those, trying to recognize and honor all that they are on both sides of the fence, so to call, without, you know me, in labels. I don't get caught up in labels. I get caught up in trying to find a way to say something without the damn labels. Like,
brilliant. Absolutely that. So, and I agree. Sorry to interrupt, I agree with that.
Don't worry about it.
And the reason labels do come into play because we live in a world that is just such an entourage of flamboyance of labels and all that. People tend to go where there's more labels and more sparkles and more tinsel and more baubles on the Christmas tree, didn't they? And more LED light. So without some format of label, there is no edge of opening the door to bring some form of confirmation or some form of teaching to one another. So to be honest, I'm exactly the same with you. And, you know, if I was to be honest with Martu, who are you? I'm absolutely nothing. Because nothing is everything, and that's all it needs to be.
In some cultures, they call that the great mystery.
Yes. Isn't that perfect?
Isn't it perfect? Yes. We are all nothing of, yet we are everything. So what triggered me is this is a time where a lot of people on the planet are speaking out and saying that it's a battle between evil and good. It's a battle between consciousness, unconsciousness, sheeple and lions. And they're just putting all, and I'm seeing it for my own being as being a lot. It's just increasing the division. So with that said, you do have a lot of people, because of those labels, because of those divisions, that calmly sit in the gray area. And what I'm seeing, and I'm going to give you what I truly, truly know, that you and what you do on this planet are very much needed. Very much needed. And I have no doubt that the more work that you do with beings on this planet, the more this planet is going to see some more clarity. So I really am endorsing. I am behind you, beside you. I am here. Because Matu Ra, the reason I want you on the show is not for me to say, oh, I get Matu Ra to myself and we you know me better than that, right? Other people might
think,
I really don't care. You know me, their opinions really. I thank you. Yep, bye. So my reasoning for having people like you and Rita and Phil, the Gong people, and the other Yukiya, the light code activator, the reason for having you beings on my show is for you to have the platform. I really need and being pushed and guided to share you with the world because it's time, and you may not be quite ready, but it is time. And the work is here, and you're not alone. And it will assist the great of all of us, the work that you're going to do in the next year, year and a half, Matu Ra. So have a little bit of a rest because you're going to be tickety-boom off to the races going. I can feel it. And you'll probably come back in 3 months and go, Patricia, what have you done? I haven't done anything. It's your soul that is knowing that this time is here. And so thus some of the things that you've been going through in the last little while are preparing you for this. And we are all blessed, humbled, and endowed by the work you do as well. So I offer that to you. And I would like to know, a lot of times when people are talking about shadow work, they figure that the only people or the only clients that would come in the direction to work on their inner work or their shadow work are people that don't have confidence, people that are not strong. Can we clear that myth up a bit right here, right now? And could you share how people can contact you, Mathura, please? A lot, eh?
You always trap me in this predicamental place, don't I, which is brilliant. And if there were many, many other people that would approach me with the words that you just said, most of the time I wouldn't entertain them. You know, that's just the person I am, you know that. But I'm not entertaining these. I believe them to be true. Because it's from you, you know, because I know you know me, you know, and I trust you. And that's a rarity. Trust me, that's a rarity, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So it's for everyone. It's for everyone. Because as I said before, about it's a continuing thing, isn't it? And we can, you know, to share the wonders, to share our journeys with one another. There's so many teachings in what we share in the stories of our own lives, because this is how we transcend and we in spontaneity, how we flow with each other, because we trigger each other, you know. So it's about, you know, the more we trigger each beings into a way of to be inspired, to want to grow, you know, to want to know who you are more and to share these gifts of wonder that each and every one of us are, and to remind each other, you know, the kindness, you know, it's so free. You don't have to go to a bank to withdraw it, just to throw someone's smile every single day. You know, the warmth it makes people feel when they're lost, when you just give people recognition, to be seen, to be heard, to know that you exist, can create so much healing, so much healing.
It certainly can, and it certainly will. So would you be so kind as to share your contact information with us, please?
My contact information would have to be through my email, you know, okay. And that is all lowercase, so that's Mathura, that's all joined together, 738@gmail.com. So it's Mathura 738@gmail.com.
Thank you.
And obviously, I'm obviously on Funbook. I'm on there, so people can message me through there, and that's absolutely fine. You know, I don't like to give too much detail things out, because I've been down this road so many times that I'll do this, and a lot of people end up flaking out on you, not doing it. So I'm like this. I don't go fishing for people to come to me. I will not go against the will of another. If people choose or wish to or require to connect, that's absolutely beautiful. But it, you know what I mean.
Mathura, I could sit and talk to you for eons and days. Would you consider coming back on the show with us again?
I would be honored. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
As we know, we've only scratched the surface of things, you know.
We have.
And ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize if I've been rambling or anything I've been saying doesn't make that much sense.
We don't accept your apology here.
I did not apologize, so don't accept it, you know. Humility, sometimes we can drown in it. It's not
we don't accept your apology. We do appreciate your being, and we do thank you for being in our lives. And I think we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to ask Mathura if he could give a message to any of the listeners or anyone in the world today. What would it be? And we'll let him ponder that during this break. Thank you.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When you lose a child, you find yourself part of a club that you never chose to join. There is a way to find meaning and joy in your life again. Jen Ripa has created a 6-week sacred grief system, helping you let go of grief, heal with compassion, and understand what's available to you in the rest of your life. It can feel scary acknowledging that a part of you wants to move forward because you're not sure how to do it in a way that honors your child. The good news is that when you allow yourself to address your grief in a multisensory way, you can transition from sadness, regret, and hopelessness into a life that gives you peace, joy, and meaning. Jennifer understands with deep compassion how you're feeling because she's been there. For more information about the Sacred Grief Course, visit thriveology.com. That's thriveology.com.
Oh, welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. This is Mati Ra. And yeah, we had a little bit of things happening behind the break, as we always do. We were both amazed. When you have guests like Mati Ra and the sound beings and other beings, an hour goes by so quick, doesn't it, Mati Ra?
Well, I just shine, honestly, and still, I'm still flabbergasted that we just said, like, just thought it was the introduction going on. I was, like, waiting for you to go, right, Matu, about this, about that, about this. And then you just thought, no, we're near the end. I'm like, where did that go? But it just, there is, that's ultimate proof that when you reside in the eternal now, time is irrelevant and doesn't exist. You know, it really doesn't, you know, space of being, you know. How can you be bored?
You can't be bored. Absolutely can't be bored. So you're in the UK. You're world known. You do a lot of live videos on Facebook, which you call Wandering and Pondering, which has some valuable, brilliant information. If I could, I would do a whole series of that and put them on my show, like a 3-minute clip, and put them on every week on my show advertisement. So that would be great. So let's talk turkey. We might do
that. Don't make Arthur jealous.
Arthur could do one a month. I would love to have Arthur.
That would be interesting, you know, and that will make the audience very intrigued. Like, who's Arthur?
Well, I love Arthur,
ladies and gentlemen, is my alter ego. But you'll just have to stay listening to find out more, won't you?
You definitely will. And, well, I love Arthur, too, as much as I love you. He is so beautiful and so honest and real. And, you know, I guess that's what my passion is the realness, the authenticity of being alive. I don't want to survive anymore. I've been a survivor for many years. I don't want to live to die. I want to live right here, right
beautiful,
now. I want
beautiful.
To take on any damn battles that I need to take on here, because you know me, I don't like missing out on some of them. That's not where I'm at. And I want to empower my being to empower other beings, to empower other beings, and keep it going. Keep that just fire lit. What do you want to do?
Well, you pretty much summed up what I want to do, kind of thing, in a way there, you know.
You can't take my answer.
I know, I'm a cop-out, isn't it? But, you know, when you do, you're so right, when you do empower yourself, you know, and this is exactly it and how I live my life, but we've been taught, you know, if like it's all about service to others and you leave yourself out of the program, that to me causes disease in self and disharmony, and you end up suffering. We're not here to suffer or sacrifice ourselves to anyone, as you said. Dying, death, oh my God, it's so easy. Living, now that's where it takes courage and strength and bravery. It really does, you know, to temper the self, to conjure on and to carry on. That is beautiful in itself, you know, and that's what I want. And with your don't want to survive no more, that triggered me just then, because basically that's kind of how I've been living. This is kind of like existing mode, surviving, just doing my thing, living my truth, but just doing my thing, living my truth. That's it, kind of thing, you know. Rather than, you know, you say such beautiful words to me, and I know you truly mean them. And it's still, I'm getting better at being accepting to truth of others and beautiful things being said to me, you know, about there being an alternate motive, if you know what I mean, ulterior motive, which has often been in my life, you know. So that is a big lesson to me, you know. But what do I wish for? I just wish for the most benevolent outcome for all, and I mean all beings. I don't want separation. I don't believe in punishment. I don't believe in karma, actually. No, it's actually karma just means action. That's thrown away all over the show. It's bypass and they've not been funny. And it's a cop-out. It's a way of not owning yourself. You know, it's like, oh, that they're going to get what's coming to them. Oh, are you judge, jury, and executioner? How dare you? What happens is a lot of people, this is why the separation is happening, because everyone's becoming the government movement of the government movement and them. So they just create a new form of faction. You know, just I want people to be free. What brings them joy? What brings them happiness? What brings them love without causing harm to another? And it doesn't matter what that is. It doesn't matter what it is. We're not all to stand on the same peak looking at the same sunset. You know, some people want to be in the valley. Some people want to be at the sea. Some people want to be flying. You know, and that's fine. And that's how I wish it, you know. So just freedom. Free to be that which I wish to be. Free to be free.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Beautiful words.
Freedom. And freedom's endless. Freedom. Well, one day the bell, the freedom will ring. What joy and happiness it shall bring.
We are free.
We are.
So,
and that's the thing, you know, we are just realizing that we are all that we've always been seeking. It's already there.
We are free. We are free.
It's like running around in a field looking for your body.
Yeah.
Where am I? And then you stand in front of a mirror, it's like, oh, there I am. I've been here all
the time. Or your spirit, or your soul. It's all there. Yeah. I would say let's remove the separation. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say thank you to all of my listeners. We'll see you next time. The first and the third Wednesday of every month, Divine Guidance with Patricia. You can reach me at connect@divineguidance.earth, and my website is divineguidance.earth. Look forward, drop me a line, say hello, let me know that you're there and where you would like to see us to go in the future. Matura, it is always a pleasure. I cannot believe that we made this. We made it happen. And I would like to invite you, if you would be so kind, as to take us out of the show with your beautiful soul chant. And we will let the show end with that beautiful vibration. Humbly,
thank you very much. And to the audience, ladies and gentlemen, you know, being unbiased here, this lady is absolutely the real deal. And I do not put that truth on all, for sure. You know, that's why I am authentic. I will say it as it is. You know, I'm not here to create favor. Just simply, as I say on my timeline, I'm not here to change the identity of man. I'm just simply trying to live the truth that I am. Song of my soul. So just relax, close your eyes, and just be.
With Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit DivineGuidance.Earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.